This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Isabella Marino. First name is Isabella, I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A, last name is Marino, M-O-R-E-N-O, Marino. Date of birth 6/19/2009. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, Carrillo. Address 2880 Story Road, second floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439, fax number 408-929-5010. Date of birth on this patient is 6/19/2009. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, thank you for asking me to see this 13-year-old girl in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Isabella developed a reaction after eating some food made with pasta sauce and shrimp in a clinic about a month ago. Period. There were no hives, no shortness of breath, no wheezing. There were minor hives on chest wall and possibly some throat tightness, and she was treated possibly with the EpiPen, but we are really not sure if that EpiPen was given, period. And she improved, and ever since then she has not had any reaction, period. She has eaten Alfredo pasta sauce and shrimp before without any significant problem. As a matter of fact, she has eaten all kinds of nuts, seafood, and shellfish, and basically other common foods without any significant problem, period. She does have history of minor itchy mouth with avocado and minor lip swelling with cherries, period. There is no history of any anaphylaxis with any fruits or vegetables, period. There is history of minor nasal allergies manifested by occasional sneezing and nasal congestion, period. There is history of minor eczema in past, but she is well now. There is no history of any asthma, period. She has not had any food reactions ever in her life prior to this problem, period. As you know, she has significant anxiety and other problems for which she is on gabapentin and Zoloft, period. She is also being seen at eating disorder clinic for some for eating problem and period. There is also a history of insomnia, period. Obviously she has significant mental issues, and that are being appropriately addressed, period. History was not very clear about whether this was an anaphylactic reaction or not, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and various relationship to symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. Next paragraph, RAS testing revealed minor reaction to avocado and cherries, period. Her total IgE is 50, which is normal. She had negative RAS testing to finfish and shellfish period, clinically period. Skin testing was demonstrated positive reaction to grass and some trees and dog. Period. She did not demonstrate any positive reaction to shrimp or any other foods. Period. This was all discussed with the family. Period. My final diagnosis: history of allergic rhinitis. Number two, history of significant mental issues. Number three, history of oral allergy. Number three, oral allergy syndrome to avocado and cherries. Number four, possible reaction to shrimp, although allergy testing and RAS testing is negative. Period. Certainly, it's possible to have reaction even with negative testing, but eventually we may need to retest her, and she may have to be referred for challenge studies to provide an accurate diagnosis of accurate diagnosis of a shrimp reaction. Period. She also has minor allergic rhinitis, for which she can take any antihistamines. Period. Overall, I believe she should do well. Period. I am number seven. I am recommending she should not eat any avocado, cherries, and shrimp. Shrimp. Period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient, Isabella Moreno.